We had a start on time for the woman, the myth, the legend, the one and only. Yes, ma'am. You good? Okay. I thought you were going to give me... Yvonne needs no introduction. We love her. We're lucky to have her. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I love you. Can you open my water?
Sure, sure.
Sometimes I can't.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
But I will cut her off, too, to say.
I know. I will cut myself off. I'm so good at cutting myself off. Okay, first of all, I thank all of you for being here, and I want to thank the panel that's supposed to be here, the AI panel. I see you back there. I thank you. I have a conflict that requires me to leave, and you generously gave your slot to me. In exchange, you get more time tomorrow, and I think that's the only fair resolution. I hope that this is casual and interactive. I always like it to be. I seldom draw any questions, but then I get them later on. I also like to start with the methodology and how this paper comes to be and how this PowerPoint comes to be. First of all, this presentation is about all of you and how to better instruct your clients on the operational issues of selected key cases. You'll see that we're not covering specifically managed care cases, although there might be one. We always have a smattering of EMTALA cases and other cases that can inform some of your choices. And we try to stay away from the heavy procedural cases, statutes of limitation, and things like that, unless they're particularly relevant to something that is in the headlines or is out there now. For those of you I mentioned earlier, this may be your first, this may be your 36th, this might be your second. We cover cases until we have resolution. And in particular, I'm going to talk a little bit about this EEOC versus Yale case. And you might say, Yvonne, for God's sake, haven't you been talking about this for any number of years? And the answer is yes, because if I had resolution, you wouldn't have to hear about it again. It is so important. It is something that is on the lips still of commentators across the country. It's something that you might be wrestling with your own medical staff bylaws, and I'll give you a very quick overview. The plaintiffs have complained that physicians were required to have physical examinations or other, let's say, fitness for duty evaluations. This was required for physicians 70 years and above with no indication of decline. So let's repeat that. No indication of decline. So the EEOC took after Yale and said, why are you doing it? It's clearly discriminatory. There may be people younger than 70. There may be people that need to be evaluated. But in the past, that's always been handled by the MEC or senior leadership at an academic medical center. In March of 2016, this journey began, and in part involving whether or not they were stepping away from their practice, whether or not there should be damages or punitive damages. And so the courts, and we're now on our third judge, and we still have pending motions and cross motions for summary judgment. But the EEOC asked the court to grant a permanent injunction prohibiting Yale from utilizing the policy. They asked for back wages for all the physicians who couldn't practice during the pendency of this time that they didn't go out and get this fitness for duty. They asked that the hospital provide spreadsheets going back from 2010 to 2014 to show the number of safety events, precursor events, near-miss events. Why is this important? Because the EEOC wanted to show there was no correlation between event reporting.